Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're joining me today. Wherever you are listening from, take a moment, settle your heart, and open yourself to what God wants to teach you today. Our topic today is the value of a humble spirit. Our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 5, which says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus." There is a remarkable moment in the life of Jesus recorded in John chapter 13. Jesus knew exactly who he was. He knew he had come from God, and he knew he was returning to God. He knew the authority the Father had given him. Yet, during supper with his disciples, Jesus got up from the table, took a towel, poured water into a basin, and began washing his disciples' feet. Think about that. The one whom the disciples called Lord and Teacher was doing one of the lowliest tasks in the room. Jesus had every reason to demand recognition, but he chose to serve. And then he told his disciples, "I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." What a picture of humility. Jesus shows us that humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is being secure enough in God to serve without needing applause. Sometimes we think humility means pretending we are not gifted, capable, intelligent, or successful. No, Jesus knew who he was. He simply didn't need his position to make him feel important. That is powerful, because sometimes pride is not loud. Sometimes pride looks like refusing to apologize. Sometimes it is the inability to receive correction. Sometimes it is believing that certain tasks are beneath us. Sometimes it is always needing to have the final word. But a humble spirit says, "I may be gifted, but I still have something to learn. I may be leading, but I can still serve. I may be right, but I can still listen." Proverbs 22 verse 4 says, "Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life." God values humility because humility keeps our hearts teachable. I don't know what you are passing through today. Maybe you are in a season where nobody seems to notice your effort. Maybe you have been overlooked. Maybe you are doing things behind the scenes while somebody else receives the recognition. Don't allow disappointment to turn your heart bitter. Keep serving. Keep doing what is right. Keep walking with God. Your value does not depend on human applause. And remember this, the towel Jesus carried did not reduce his greatness. It revealed it. There is a kind of greatness that does not need to announce itself. A humble person can enter a room without competing for attention. They can celebrate another person's success without feeling threatened. They can say, "I was wrong." They can ask for help. They can give credit to others. That is strength. James chapter 4 verse 6 tells us, "God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble." So today ask yourself, where is God asking me to become more humble? Is it in your marriage, your workplace, your ministry, or your relationships? Perhaps it is simply learning to listen before responding. Perhaps it is apologizing when you are wrong. Perhaps it is serving someone who cannot repay you. As you go today, I declare over your life, you will not be destroyed by pride. God is giving you a teachable heart, a gentle spirit, and wisdom to walk with him. Where arrogance has closed doors, may humility open new ones in Jesus' name. Where you have been overlooked, may God himself remember you. And as you remain faithful in the little things, may He entrust greater things into your hands. May your character grow as your influence grows, and may your success never become bigger than your dependence on God. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment, look inward, and ask yourself, am I more concerned about being recognized or about being useful? And when nobody is watching, what kind of person am I? Action steps for the day. Today, deliberately do one humble act. Encourage someone without expecting anything in return. Listen to someone without interrupting. Admit a mistake. Help someone quietly. Or simply thank God for the people whose contributions you often overlook. Let your humility become practical. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, I want you to say this with me. I choose humility today. I am secure in who God has made me to be. I do not need human applause to know my worth. I will serve with joy, listen with wisdom, and treat others with honor. God is shaping my character, increasing my wisdom, and ordering my steps. I will walk in grace, favor, and purpose today. I am becoming more like Christ every day. Today, I will win through humility. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for your word. Thank you for this new day. We ask today that you give us humble hearts. Remove from us pride, arrogance, and the desire to constantly prove ourselves. Teach us to serve, to listen, to forgive, and to honor others. For everyone listening today, go before them. Give them wisdom for every decision, grace for every challenge, strength for every responsibility, and favor in every place they go. Let their lives reflect Christ. May this be a day of peace, progress, wisdom, and divine direction. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these few minutes with me on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it today. Until next time, remember, you don't have to be the loudest person in the room to make the greatest impact. Keep walking with God. Keep growing. And keep winning every day. God bless you.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart. Open your eyes.